Blog Talk Radio.
Big pimpin', baby. That's right. Big pimpin', spendin' cheese. You know I thug them, hug them, love them, leave them, but I don't trust or need them. Take them out the hood, keep them looking good, with diamond cuffs that'll freeze them. First time they fuss, I'm breathing. Talk about what's the reason. I'm a pimpin' every sense in the word, why my better trust and believe them. In the cup where I keep them, till I need the word, till I need to beat it up, then it's beep beep, then I'm picking them up, then I play with it quick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put jigger piss and cup, divorce them and split his bucks. Just because you got good sex, I'ma break bread so you could be living it up. I pass with nothing, y'all be frontin', me give my heart to a woman. Not for nothing, never happen, I'll be forever mackin'. Hard code it.
I call it sex. Got no
pimpin', baby.
I'm sorry, y'all.
That's right.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'ma stop. I'ma stop. I'ma stop. What's up, sir? How was that?
What's happening, my brother?
Girl, look,
I'm doing wonderful.
That's good. That's good. Girl, you will never guess. Some shows, I'm so glad that I'm in the studio hitting, I'm off the screen. Trees, I had to put the glasses on with the tape in the middle of them, baby.
I can't.
I'm over here looking like, what's your man?
Urkel.
Damon. No, not. Well, yeah, Urkel did have tape on his ass. I was thinking about Blank Man, for real. But,
oh
yeah. Urkel will do, too. Yeah, Urkel will do. Hey, you know what? I'm going to start this show out by saying I love Kale's Corner. Do you understand me?
Yes.
I love participating. I love talking to you guys and hearing your point of view, even the ones that aren't in agreement with mine, you know, because believe it or not, I'm going to let y'all in on a secret. I might act like I don't hear it or I don't care or I ain't paying attention, but I hear everything you say, And some of you, 57, look, 57, the way you rub it in, it really makes me say, man, I ain't think about that, Bama, Darius, you know what I'm saying? You know, the way some of you rub it in, it just, like, gets under my skin to a point. But I do honestly hear what you guys say. And then sometimes you guys just make points that just, like, felonious to me. So, you know. But I really, really want to say before we even start it, I appreciate you all. I love you. I love you all. I miss you all this weekend. You know, I heard Lady T say that several times before. And I used to be like, I get it. But I really got it this weekend, you know, especially with football being on and those of you who are in the text group. Lady T, I thought about that this weekend, too. We're going to have to put that group number out to a couple of two the individuals who all are interested online.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were having our natural little brag on our team session, you know. I was going on about Washington and, you know, 57 was going on about Pittsburgh with his little pictures and memes and all of that, you know. And it was just, it felt like old times all over again. So I want everybody to participate in that. And believe it or not, that is what gave me the, man, I can't wait till Tuesday feeling, you know? So, yeah man. And Marcus with his, you know, hey, y'all, I'm telling y'all, Trees, Marcus has started already talking me off the lid. Because, look, I was watching you, well, and you guys for a treat this weekend. I got to watch my Washington game with our co-host and her mister on Saturday. And they were cracking up at me because I'm telling y'all, I know it's preseason, but I was still intense and wrapped up and, like, screaming at the TV and, yeah, all of that. Because there was a – well, yeah. You know what? I'm going to get into that. What had me that way. But, yeah, it was fun. I had a ball watching the game with our co-host and her mister this weekend. Lady T, what did you enjoy about your weekend so much? Oh, and I'm sorry. Forgive me. I have to say thank you to the co-host. I finally received my birthday gift, and treat. I will be wearing the pink one tomorrow. I'll be wearing the pink one tomorrow. She gave me some beautiful polo T-shirts, guys, so I'm going to be, you know, rocking that down the mall. Yeah, that's about. Okay, Jay, go ahead.
I enjoyed a lot about – are we talking about my team? What are we doing? Because, I mean, I
not your weekend. We're not getting on –
I did enjoy was getting some small to-do things off the list. And you guys, guess what? Some of my to-do things, I used Gordon and Mac Electric. If you guys want to use them too, 202-749-6686. They are prompt, on time, and courteous, I must say. And I got three jobs done that day. So I had a wonderful time. At home, I was relaxing. Me and the hubby, he fell asleep. I'm still watching the game. We had a nice time because that's what we do. We homebodies.
Yes. Hey, listen, and it was so funny because, listen, that's how I normally am. When the game is on, I will fall out in a heartbeat and wake and seem like always wake up during the action. You know what I'm saying? Always wake up when it gets, so, you know, hey, Tang, I teased you and it was fun teasing you. But, hey, it was a good time. We had a good time. All right, guys. Today on the corner, we're going to take a close look into the MLB and its performance enhancement restrictions. Marcus comes in today and provides his Tuesday health tip, and I'm telling you guys, this is one we all need to listen to. This is one we all need to grasp and hold on to and put it in our memory. Store that junk, whatever it takes. Make sure you remember this. We're going to go into the latest NBA news and rumors. Right now, you guys know, we all have the same news and media outlets. It's mainly KD and Russell Westbrook. Seem like that's the only team they want to talk about right now are the Nets and the Lakers. So, you know. Right. We're going to oblige them and go along with them. Week one of the NFL preseason, what have you learned or even what has impressed you by what you saw from your team or from the league itself this weekend? What player or players stood out to you, meaning – who impressed you to the point where, okay, this is a name that I didn't have in my mental Rolodex. It's now there. And tell me what that player did. What about that player impressed you to the point where you're actually remembering him or them? You know, we want to know. You guys got to understand I was so busy this weekend, I didn't get to watch all the games. So I rely on you guys. We rely on you guys to give us the players from your team that stood out. give us the players from your team who set a benchmark, and you can't wait to see them rise above that, you know? We want to know that. We want to know that, you know? And even beyond that, if it was your coaches, something your coaches did that either disappointed you or made you feel comfortable about what they're doing, let us know. Let us know so we can have a conversation about it here on the corner. Oh, you got time out.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I received a suggestion today at work that said we should have named this the Barbershop instead of Kale's Corner. Now, I'm all right with the Barbershop. I'm all right with the Barbershop, but you know, I'm more cool with a female hanging on the corner with us than the Barbershop.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, and when I said that, I was like, man, I'm telling you, my co-host's going to agree with everything that I'm saying. Nah, man. I'm telling you, you should have named the show the Barbershop and this. And I'm like, nah, Kale's Corner is great. It's great because, you know what I mean? Yeah, we do our thing on the corner. You know, we talk about it and have all types of topics and everything.
But anybody
and everything
can walk up on the corner and have a conversation. Anybody can walk up on the corner and have a conversation. Anybody just not going to walk up in the barbershop and get in the conversation. They might come in the barbershop, but they're not going to be in the conversation. You understand what I'm saying?
Heaven to Murgatroyd. Dang, I need to do that. That's a good point. And I didn't even think to say that. Heaven to Murgatroyd. That was a good point. All right, y'all.
Yeah.
All these topics and much, much more today on Kale's Corner. We're going to take a quick one, 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. And when we come back, it's all on Lady C. All right? All right, here we go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Duro, you gotta let it bump. Like that, yeah. Come on. Bring the chorus in. Yeah, I do a bit, lose the red, busting. Trust in that. Run up the heaven doors, exchange my life for yours. Leave a stake out the door. Mi casa, su casa. Just remember to turn the lights off in the hall. My brother from another pop. Minus one shot. We need no one. G money, man. We all we got. From the stoop to the big dude. Stopping us from playing hoops. And us getting mad, throwing rocks off the roof. Straight thugging, man. Thought we would never progress. But look at us now, man. We young execs. My
young execs. Come on, T. MLB performance enhancement on you, babe. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So, Fernando Tatis Jr. has been suspended for 80 games for performance enhancing drugs. That's what they're calling it. So Fernando and Tatis and his father tried to explain how he tested positive for steroids, but they're saying that they try to explain why he tested positive, and the media is saying that it don't add up. Like, everybody is saying that it don't add up. Not me, not saying that it's not adding up, meaning even though it don't look like it won't add up in the long run. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't want to all the way condemn him because the outcome hasn't come out completely yet. So, I mean, but if it does come out that he's using performance-enhancing drugs, that's terrible. He will never be able to get into the Hall of Fame ever. He'll be another A-Rod, just one of those good players, you know, that did it or didn't do it. I don't know. I mean, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's so sticky right now because everything's not out. But he has been suspended for 80 games pending the investigation without pay.
And Fernando Fernando Tatis, who does he play for?
The Padres.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So they got Juan Soto down there with then Drug Bell along with him. He down there with him. And now all AT double hockey sticks is breaking loose down there. But for Tatis, I don't even understand why he would, you know, why he would do it. He hasn't played in over a year.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like he's been out. So he hasn't played for I don't know how long, and then you come back, and then this happened. So I don't know. I'm with the other people. I don't know. Some smoke is smelling funky. I don't know what it is.
Well,
I don't know if it always stunk. So I don't know. I'm just now smelling.
Well, let's put our hound dog on it, who can always sniff out the
okay.
funk. Come on, 57. Tell me what you think, 57. What's up with this, man?
I'm your Huckleberry, baby. What's happening? Listen,
what's going on?
What's going on?
What I'm thinking is I'm going to hit it on both sides. And right now, in order for him to get suspended for 80 games, it's not some little something. You know, if it had been something like maybe you took an antihistamine or you took some type of pill and you tested positive, but for a substance that the NFL, Major League Baseball doesn't allow, you know, but you got suspended for 80 games. So that's not working in your favor at all right there. You know, 80 games, that's the rest of the season, half of next season almost.
Yeah.
Now, what is working in your favor, if you got a good lawyer and you can use it correctly, is the fact that you were on a motorcycle accident, which first of all, doesn't speak good for your judgment, but still, he was on a motorcycle accident, you know. So now, because of the motorcycle accident, you're taking certain drugs for the pain. So the only thing you might be able to fall back on is, I couldn't get what I needed, or I did this, or I took the wrong thing. But you got to be able to prove that. And if you can't prove that, then like Sis just said, if they leave this hanging on you, you won't be in it. Major League Baseball is a very, when you break their rules, they are a very unforgiving sport. So
Right. Just,
you know,
hey, look, just
you
ask,
got Charlie,
ask Pete Rose.
And Charlie Huff.
I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, look,
exactly. There you go.
So he gonna say that he inadvertently took a medication to treat ringworms. His father,
what?
The former Major League Fernando Tatis Sr. expounded on the explanation on Monday, telling media in the Dominican Republic that Tatis got the fungal infection on his neck from a haircut and used a spray called Trofibol to treat it. Oh, that kind of makes sense. I mean,
it don't.
You
know
what?
I mean, if you put a ringworm on your neck, if it's a fungus, it ain't no ringworm.
But you know what's the thing? Major League Baseball.
So I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm going to let y'all hand out.
Yeah, really. Anytime you get an illness, or something, you got to go to the doctor and you got to start taking a medicine that might be contrary to what they say, you're supposed to let baseball know. The fact that they caught it in him is another thing. You know, so it's still not working.
They saying they didn't know it was in it. You know what I'm saying? David was just asking him, was he taking any medication? And they told him what he was taking for the medication.
I'm sorry, sis.
But because you don't know what's in it, makes 57's point here all the more legit.
I'm just stating the fact.
You don't know what's in it. Why are you using it?
Yeah.
Why are you using it if you don't know what's in it? Come on, bruh.
Yeah.
And then, like 57 said in the beginning, for it to be an 80-game suspension, come on, man. You're going to blame this on ringworm.
Anyway, let's go. Let's take another call. Come on, Lou. What's up, bro?
Excuse me. I have to go control my ringworm. So if you'll excuse me. Oh.
So, go ahead, Lou.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. No, in all seriousness, I mean, Tatis, you know, first of all, you know, the motorcycle accident was your fault to begin with, and now you got to take these drugs that, you know, that the league doesn't even allow, and you're messing up your, you know, your career, and team's career. I mean, you had a good chance of, you know, making the postseason, and now you're going to suffer. You know, in the short term, we think, oh, yeah, well, this isn't going to hurt me. Well, in the long run, it's not going to hurt you. It can kill you. That's why these drugs are banned from baseball. But does anybody seem to listen to that? Nah. I mean, they just think, well, oh, this is going to help me. This is going to help me, you know, build up my strength or whatnot. No. No. That's why they're banned, because they don't do you any good.
They're not healthy to your body.
You know, to fall into that trap thinking, it's just a steroid. That's going to happen. Well, I hate to tell the crew, but bull. Because they're not going to do it. That's the way.
Bull. My history teacher used to say bull cookie. So, yeah,
right.
that's appropriate right now. Bull
right.
cookie.
So I just
kind of
first
go ahead, Tree.
He signed, 19 months ago, Tatis Jr., we're talking about, he signed a 14-year, $340 million contract 19 months ago. Now, all of that may be in jeopardy because he's going to fall right in line right over there with Alex Rodriguez, Ron Boone, Milky Rivera, all of them. Okay, none of those names I just named, and I was just naming names that people are familiar with, like in these eras that we know of right now.
Yep.
Those are some names: Alex Rodriguez, Ryan Braun, and Milky Cabrera. Those three names can never hear me when I say never get into the Hall of Fame. They're never getting in, ever.
Nope.
Wow.
And if they do, everybody coming in. And Pete Rose, my man, everybody. Everybody. You must let everybody in. If you let
But you know what? I am on the soapbox with Barry Bonds. Because the man has never failed any test.
That's right.
They're keeping him out because they want to keep him out. But look, let's turn it to someone who's coaching right now in sports and get how he feels about it. Big boy, what's up, big boy? Welcome to the corner, man.
Hey, big boy.
Hey, what's up? Yeah,
what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? What's up? And some of those medications that they give you for skin issues, they have steroids in them. However, it's not the same type of steroids that they use in performance-enhancing steroids. So I think I'm trying to throw that out there about the medication was a weak attempt. They say, this is something that happened accidentally, you know, this is something that, you know. And my thing is, like I think it was Lou was saying, them performance-enhancing drugs, they might get you hyped for a minute, but they're not really doing you any good.
Not like a
workout would, not like getting your body together would. And if you ain't got it, you just ain't got it. You get what you got. But, I think the whole, you know, my medication, ringworm and all that, that was some bull. That's why he got the 80 days. Just think if somebody comes in, can you anything playing with you like that? He better be glad he got more than 80.
Does that sound funny to anybody else? Because I swear, every time I hear ringworm, it tickles me. It just makes me laugh, man, because I'm like, Slim, we grown, yeah? I recall how we used to get ringworms back in the day. Slim, You over here flipping on dirty mattresses, man.
Hey, you know what, Kale?
Yeah.
After listening to Devo, I'm going to be honest with you. I was thought it was very funny, just like you laughing there. But after listening to Devo and spending some time, I mean, Big Boy, I'm sorry, man. I apologize. Yeah, listening to the Big Boy, I apologize, Big Boy. After listening to what he just said, to a certain degree, it makes sense. You know, if he did, his problem is if he did it for real and that's what happened to him, his problem was not notifying the Major League Baseball immediately that something was wrong with him and this is what he had to do. But there are certain drugs out here that they give you for rashes that have steroids in them. And he's right. And it didn't ring in my ear until Big Boy just said something about it. And I'm not making no excuses for the dude, but, hey, there you go.
I guarantee you it wasn't the stuff that they gave him to put on a ringworm that the league was detecting. I'm not sure. I guarantee you it wasn't.
Because it's different types of steroids. It's different types of steroids. You need, like, level to it. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So 57, well,
you
know,
they give you stuff now.
And look, some of them just for the skin. They don't have a whole lot of, like, you know, concentrated steroid type stuff in me, not for the skin. They want to
But see, some stuff now they build, they give you to fight from inside. It's to build up your immune inside with the steroid to fight the infection that you got. Only reason why I'm saying this, I just got out of the hospital for 6 months. you know, they got steroids in them, though, bro.
Yeah,
they got steroids in it. Huh?
What antibiotics you know got steroids in it?
What they was giving me in the hospital had it, bro. Now, I can't come back to you right now and say exactly what it was.
Well, no, you
can't
tell me what the name is.
8-9 months.
It wasn't just for your skin, though.
Yes, it was, bro. No, it wasn't just for my skin, but part of it was the steroid. Yeah, because they had to build my immune system up on the inside to fight the infection that was getting me on the outside. Believe it or not,
the key thing you said, part of it.
Huh? Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm not saying totally. No, I'm not a doctor. I'm not saying totally.
The point was different types of steroids. That type of steroid, I'm sorry, it's not going to show up as you always been doing popping pills and, you know, taking performance enhancing drugs. It's not.
Well, I'm just speaking, like Sis just said, you know, I'm just speaking on what I know. I can't argue with you or disagree with you because, I'm with you. But what you said opened my eyes, though. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Boy, you crazy. Let's take another call. Let's take another call. Come on, Ted. What's happening, bro?
Hey, Ted.
Hey, how's everyone doing on the corner?
All right.
Great.
What's up,
Ted?
All right. Hey, I got two things for you. I wanted to ask a question. When do they test the baseball players? How what's the process of that? They have it every 6 months, every month? Or how do they do that?
Randomly.
They're random.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
Got you. Now, with that, I think a lot of more players use steroids to try to keep up with the game, keep up with the stronger players, whatever. I think a lot more use it than is being caught. You know, it's a matter of playing Russian roulette. You know, if I take this chance and hoping I'm not called or don't get caught. You know, so that's my opinion on that. They're trying to stay in that game, man. They're trying to, especially if you get older, if, like you say, if you had underhand injuries and you don't heal the same.
But wouldn't you appreciate or respect it more if a player just came out and said, I was feeling weak in these areas, and I needed something to make me feel a little stronger.
So I did this not knowing fully that it was a banned substance. Then somebody coming out telling you they got wingworm. You know, if you man enough to do it, be man enough to claim it and accept the responsibility.
Well, any excuse to period. I mean, because
one of them sound bad, though.
It negates the rule of baseball. Like I said, it's banned. You're not supposed to use them. So, therefore, regardless of what excuse, you just using them. But I would think that now, if you have used something you didn't know, but anyway, all of them got a team. They're making all that big money. You should have a team behind you, nutritionists and people like you say, read the labels and stuff. And if you're putting some of your body in, especially if you are a money machine, which all them players make, they're making over $1 million, you know, way over $1 million. So therefore you're supposed to have a team. You're supposed to have people taking care of that body, you know, nutritionists, people. And when you take something, what is this, doc? And this and that, like you say, and hey, people in MLB, whatever, I've taken this. This is my situation. I've had this injury, so I'm going to die. You know, just make everything disclosed. Don't make it a secret. So he done did something. He's trying to hide it. It's a poor excuse for anything. So I agree with you guys. And as far as, like you said, the creams, they are creams with steroids in it, what have you, for topical creams and what have you. So and for different reasons. So. But I got a bunch of them. I hear you, 57. I know what you mean. So,
hey, you know what, Ted? You just brought a question to mind for me. Hey, guys, help me out. Have we ever heard of any minor league players being suspended for performance enhancement drugs? Because I can't recall. I'm sitting here trying to think of it. And I can't recall any minor league player testing dirty for anything.
That we know of doesn't mean it hasn't happened. That we
know
of.
Yeah, we probably don't hear about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, they probably keep that under wraps. They get rid of them real quick.
Yeah.
Right.
There's probably a whole lot of 40-year-old guys that never made it to the pros because of some crazy stuff they did in their minor league, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Bull Durham type guy.
And I just definitely totally didn't think that a lot of more people use it than they catch that uses it, you know, because you see one guy and the next thing he bulked up and stuff and his arms are jacked, his forearms are jacked, and you know, and they can stop it whatever. But I just think a lot of them just be doing a crap shoot and a lot more do it than they think. And then of being caught, put it that way, you know, just like in the military, a lot more people, you know, do this and that, but if you escape that urine test, then you good. You know, unfortunately for me,
they got a routine.
They got me twice. So.
I believe to this day that Barry Bonds used some type of steroid, but the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball never caught it. He bumped up too much, but hold on. Let me say this. I don't think it did anything for his strength or his hand-to-eye coordination. He always had that. That's why I think it's a personal thing why Major League Baseball is not letting him in. All these other guys, they caught.
Mm.
They didn't catch Barry Bonds with anything. But personally, I think he might have used some. I think all of them did.
And personally, and I'm gonna just say this: if Barry Bonds was white, he'd have the moniker Babe Ruth Jr. on his name with what he did and how he played. He would have been nicknamed Babe Ruth Jr. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Come on, brother, what's up, man? Yeah,
Okay, it's calling the fire. How y'all doing today? Much love.
What's up,
big bro? Hey, Miss T.
What's up,
57? Big boy. What's up, Ted and Lou?
Hey,
man, I hear y'all talking about Tatis. And, you know, all I can really say is it's a rule.
You get caught, you get burnt. And his ass That's just right got on. Burnt for 80 games and a whole lot of money.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Man, I like the way you come here with all your knowledge, bro.
Say what? Yeah.
I like the way you come in with all your knowledge there, bro. You're a genius.
What I'm going to do? Repeat everything that y'all just said?
Hey, listen, I ain't going to repeat the same thing over and over.
You just keep it simple. You just keep it simple, huh?
Yes,
tell them things. Just get straight to the point. Keep it simple, you know?
Yeah.
I love you, bro.
So we can have a whole lot of time to talk about football.
Kirby online, and he said he's not calling in because, you know, his throat. So he said, but he can't believe y'all spending all this time talking about some damn ringworms and SHRT.
Thank you, Uncle Kirby. Yeah. That's why I kept it short and sweet. There you go.
All right. Let's go. Marcus wanted to chime in on this one. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, family? How y'all doing?
Hey,
what's up?
All right. Glad to hear everybody on the corner sound so enthusiastic. You know what I'm saying? Everybody on the corner making that money. Listen.
Oh, man. What's up, Mark?
We get what money? What money?
Hey, look. Listen. Oh, it's money, man. You just got to think money, and it'll fall. Listen, check this out. This is y'all got to know about tinea, which is wingworms. It's like a cancer in the body. Once you have it in your body, certain levels for a certain amount of time, it's almost impossible to get rid of. So they prescribe very strong steroids, not just topical, but oral. You take these steroids. The steroids are so strong that it causes liver damage. They literally put you on them. Mm-hmm. They put you on them for 2 weeks. They put you on them for 2 weeks, and then they come back and make you give them. They're so strong. What could have happened is he knows that they're this strong, so he got a prescription for them. If he got a prescription for them and can prove it, I don't know how far along they are in the process, but he should be able to get off. I don't know how far along in the process they are with this, but these steroids are very strong, man. Like, I'm not even joking.
That
particular of tinea on the back of the neck, I know you guys have seen that. That's normally a culture thing where our people get it quite often. So... And what happens is once that gets in, that's one of the hardest ones to get rid of. I'm not even joking.
Yes, sir.
So if he really does have that and he can prove it with a prescription, now he should have did the due diligence like you said. But like I'm saying, 57, Big Boy is right, and so is 57. When 57 said that, that's exactly where I was going with it because I'm telling you, you can literally die from this. You can have liver damage from taking this medication.
Yeah.
They don't even give it to you. They make you sign sometimes they make you sign a waiver in order to take it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. A waiver?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they would rather you sign a topical ointment.
They don't want to be responsible.
I never knew wingworms were that. Go ahead, Marcus.
I was going to say, like, working with in a sport where people are always taking their shoes off and leaving their socks. When I was a kid, Mr. Jim Finley used to say, don't leave your socks in this gym. Don't take your shoes because there's nothing but sweaty, funky feet in there. And people that got funguses, seriously, man, people got funguses, and once fungus gets in your gym, you can't get rid of it. Ain't no tea tree oil that's going to get it out.
So, oh, wow.
You ain't lying,
right?
Because I remember that. When we was in school, you had to have a pair of flip-flops after when you took a shower because they stressed that. You could not walk in that bed. You absolutely
that's how it was in the military. That's how you couldn't be in the latrine at all without shower shoes on.
Right.
They would not would not let you in there without shower shoes on. Wow. Let's take one more call on this.
That's a good point.
Let's take one more call on this. Darius, what's up, D?
What's up, D?
What's up, D?
Hey, man, the only thing I can say on this is, I mean, what if he's telling the truth? That's all I got to say, man. What if he really did have wingworms? Because I was bashing him. Like, what if he really did? Like, what if everything he said was true? You know?
All you need is receipt. All you need is the receipt. That's all you need.
There you go.
I mean,
all you got to have
what if he came for his... What if he can't present the
he need him,
necessary?
He got it. He need him. Cause ain't no way. Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead. Well, I'm listening to you.
Ain't no way no over the counter medicine is gonna be as potent as described here. Ain't no way. So he had somebody prescribe it for him. So that's a paper trail. That's a receipt. That's how I'm saying a receipt. Like, if he can pick a trail all the way back through somebody signing their name, saying, here, take that, then that's what I'm talking about.
Because he might not have wanted to come and say that about it.
I need one at a time.
Like Marcus just said, wingworms is a bad mamma jamma, man. So when a doctor gives you a prescription, like he just said, there's a paper trail. Follows that. Why? Because nobody wants to be at fault if something goes wrong.
Right.
Everybody wants coverage. So the fact that he came and received a prescription for a ringworm, oh, yeah, this is serious. We need to have... Go ahead.
Hey, bro, I'm going to disagree with that, man, because Michael Jackson had money and them dudes got money. They can get whatever they want. He might not have said nothing. Like you said, everything could be true, and he could have just got something because he knows somebody.
Using the example you just gave, he died, bro. And someone
that Mike was using to go to sleep. They just blamed anybody. We don't even know who was held accountable for Mike. That stuff they was giving
yes, we
him
do.
To go to sleep.
Yes, we
they
do.
They don't. They just blame somebody. They don't know.
Well,
they just blame
that's
them.
What blame is. That's what blame is. That's
that
exactly
was
well,
what blame
can
is.
Can I say something?
Them people went in there and did that to Mike, man. Yeah,
well,
man.
Regardless, cover up,
bad example.
finger pointing, cover up, blame. There was someone held accountable. Go ahead, 57.
I wanted to speak to D on something he said earlier. Darius, you good with computers and you know how easy it is to backlog something or create a paper trail. The MLB is set up so as soon as you get sick, you get sick and you got to go to the doctor and they got to prescribe medicine. You got to let the NBA know that you're going to the doctor and what you're going for. They don't play that. I don't know how they do it in football. But in baseball, they've got some of the strongest rules and the harshest rules.
Yeah.
And when you get caught not following their rules, grandma can't come in there and say, well, this is what he did it for. Your agent can't come in there and say it. You got to follow their rules or, like Sis said, he could end up getting banned when he come back.
And that's
they could
what I'm
end
saying.
Up banning him from baseball altogether when he come back.
He didn't follow the rules. He could have easily got the medicine, but he didn't follow the rules. It's easy to get this shit out here. Oh, my bad. It's easy to get this stuff out here, name.
Wait a minute.
People get anything, y'all. I get anything. My bad, y'all.
What
y'all know. If you wanted to get something, and you knew somebody, you can get it. Them people
even,
know.
Yeah. On top of that, Pops, is a whole thing called the dark web. So it's like you could literally order all types of
anything you want,
everything.
Now,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like it's super easy. He might have not wanted to disclose what he was doing or what he was treating. But you feel me? I mean, it's all speculation.
He just didn't do it the right way.
Right. For all of us who have worked in security, we know if you want to backtrail some stuff,
that's what I'm saying. Yes, sir. And this is back
that's
in the 90s.
That's a good man reason to lose $40 million. I'll say that.
I feel you.
That's a dumbass. Well, you could just go
but
to
this,
the dark man.
Wait a minute.
Just like they just said, Marcus. They don't. He didn't think he was gonna get caught. He just figured he was gonna treat it and be done with it. But just so happened, they picked him to get random tests.
His number came
for
up
for our reason.
Yeah.
And they probably knew he wouldn't do that.
Y'all, we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back. The number here is 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Yeah, it's magic, huh? Jay-Z and Lenny Kravitz. And it's a Heavy D production, you bastard. Come on. Hey, yo, stop playing, man. This is real serious, huh? Let's go. Post the Tano, hold painted with Bono. You too can live like Sabato Ferragamo. And you too can cool out poolside at the Milano. If you too flow like you was out of your mind, yo. You too new, dude to love apple pies from McDonald's. You soon be the boss of the Big Apple, yeah, I know. And who knew, dude, to play ball for the NBA will make a mistake on the who knew it stays so with a way. Who knew that be his last?
Who knew?
That joint was like that.
For real. That joint crying.
Hey. So we're going to bring Marcus in with the health tip of the week. Come on, Marcus.
What's going on, everybody? Listen, I would be remiss if I did not thank Treese and Kale, man, for giving me this opportunity, man, on Tuesday, man. I really appreciate it, man. And I told y'all this is something that I love to do, so it's something that I'll continue to do and give any help to anybody that needs it, man. So I just wanted to say that real quick. I'm driving, so I'm gonna pull over and wrap to y'all real quick. I want to be safe at the same time because I got some stuff I really need to say. Today, the Tuesday topic and the Tuesday tip is going to be about cannabis. And I want to talk about this topic because there's so much ridicule and there's so much love at the same time pertaining to cannabis. And the thing about cannabis as a cannabis.
Okay,
I got you.
So I bet you do.
So look, the reason why I want to talk about this topic, everybody, is because, like I said, you got a lot of people that hate this topic. They hate to hear that this is becoming the wave, and then you have this other group of people that love it because this is something that they utilize and they use in their day-to-day life. The truth of the matter is cannabis has been kind of like demonized for so long that people really have forgotten their roots. So I'd like to just speak a second on the difference between endocannabinoids, right, which is CBD, cannabinoid, right, and THC. But they all come from the cannabis plant, all right?
Yes.
So one, THC is from the cannabis plant, But what it does, it's the actual plant that actually medicates you, that serves many purposes, right? But then you have the other piece of the cannabis plant, which has basically no high effect whatsoever, and it is CBD. And CBD is representing pretty much the cannabinoids as a whole. And what a lot of people don't know is that cannabinoids are in our bodies. This is what the doctors don't tell us, right, about cannabinoids. Cannabinoids are actually in our bodies, and the only way to actually get more cannabinoids is to actually eat the hemp plant or consume it some type of way. Some people like to consume it, eat it. Some people like to smoke their grass.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So look, I want to read y'all something. Endocannabinoid system. The ECS is the largest system of receptors in the body, and it's found throughout the brain, nervous system, and organs. It's been declared as a mononuclear bridge between the body and the mind. Scientists have come to believe that the ECS system, right, is among the most important physiological system involved in the human health that regulates both mood and homeostasis. Keeping internal systems balanced in face of external stress and inflammation. Now listen, when you consume cannabinoids, now a lot of times we hear about vitamin deficiency when you go to the doctor, right? This
right.
is a vitamin in our body. This is something in our body that we are definitely deficient in. And the only way to have it, right, is to actually consume it in some type of way. Now, you can also have it put into your system topically. Like you can put creams on, you can put lotions on. Like it'll still enter the body. When I read this today, I already knew a lot of this stuff, but when I read this, it really reminded me of why I began to use CBD myself. And honestly, this thing has everything to do with how you think as a human being, right? And how we think, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's really how you perceive life to be. And if you could access everything in life, if you have a positive mindset on everything, there's nothing that can get in your way. It basically represents hope. And if CBD is the key to that, right, or the hemp plant is the key to that, I think everybody should be consuming their greens this way as well. So that's my tip, my Tuesday tip.
So if I'm correct, what you're saying is it's better to smoke it than to eat it, or better to eat it than to smoke it? Which one are you saying? Or both qualities?
I'll say this. Anything that you consume, that you eat, actually goes into the liver. You understand what I'm saying? So your body gets a full effect from it. Smoking it is more momentary than actually eating it. And that also has to do with THC as well, because they both have good properties and have good effects on the body and been known to heal so many different things.
Okay.
But
go ahead.
It's like you were saying, Kelsey, the difference between the CBD and the THC. THC is used, that's what gets you the high. That's what gets you the high, the euphoria. But CBD is basically, like you said, is a healing product. You know, that's Well, it's more in that nature.
Well, let me clarify, because THC is also a healing product, and it helps
right.
with
not,
it helps,
scared for
it
a
helps
minute.
With, it helps with
that's
nausea.
True.
Hold on, it's a sleep
but
aid.
Yeah.
It's an appetite stimulant. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Right. That's true, Marcus, and that is used for medical, medicinal reason, you know. And
right.
But as far as me knowing Kale as what he was getting at, you know, I just wanted to clarify to him as far as, you know, when they usually do it, as far as they don't, you know, you get more benefit out of, I would think, out of taking CBD, you know, oil or gummies, what have you, than you would do, as you call yourself, smoking a joint, you
yeah.
know.
Let me, because even what you're saying is kind of like apples and oranges, because you said, and I just want everybody to be clear too, because you were saying smoking a joint, because you could smoke a joint of just CBD. You see what I'm saying? They have actually CBD joints, CBD carts. They have all kinds of ways you can consume CBD. So you can smoke a joint of CBD and it doesn't have any THC effect. You see what I'm saying? They have an actual strain that you can buy from the store called Delta 8, and it has very, very, very.
Exactly. You're talking like you say, you're getting from the store and this and that. But I was like, I referred again, like I said, I was referring as far as to Kale, because I know Kale, and I'm going to make that disclaimer. I'm not talking about nobody else. I'm talking about from him. As I figured, as far as the aspect of what he was relating to, because
okay.
if you're getting it used as CBD stick, you ain't getting the CBD stick off. You ain't getting that from off nobody off the street. You got to go to the lab joint to the store. You know.
Okay.
Where they make it.
I've been doing marijuana for a long time, man, and I definitely did my research on it, because I'm trying, you know, as far as, you know, dealing with the ailments and all over the body, arthritis, all those things, seizures and all those things. So, you know, I've been researching those as far as, you know, using that, as, and not as far as much as the THC level, as far as using it as a, you know, totally.
Well, I'm with you, Ted. I'm still researching mine.
I'm going to keep my opinion to myself.
Come on.
Why?
Come on,
why?
Please.
Why?
I need your opinion.
Why? Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah, this is your opinion,
okay,
sis.
Okay, so my opinion, this is my thing on it. And I've been there a couple of times, or two or three or four. But my thing is this. What was we doing? You know, people were doing before. They only giving all these definitions, and that's only because now the white man want to make money off of it and make it legal. Now all of a sudden it's legal to do. It can cure everybody. It can give you the munchies and make you eat and do this and do that. It's evil. Weed is evil. And this is my opinion. It's my opinion.
Okay.
And I am entitled to my opinion. What I'm saying that it do a lot of stuff to you, right? But for real,
yeah.
We're not supposed to do it, period. Hmm? We're not supposed to mess with drugs in our bodies. We're not supposed to do that. And I'm going to leave that right there. Y'all can feel
you
how y'all
what?
Feel.
Somebody touched on as far as the stipulation of it. Like you said, it was this movie called Reefer Madness. I don't know if you ever seen that, but, you know, that scared a lot of people, and they had the stigma about it. Like you said, my opinion, I don't think it's evil, but it was given an evil stigma about it when it came out, when they made that movie. People going crazy, this and that. But like I said, it has medicinal reasons. I said my opinion. It has medicinal reasons, and like you said, it's different things to it. From hemp, because you can use it as hemp. You got the hemp plant. You got the CBD.
Protected.
You got the cannabis. You got all those things what Marcus said, you know. Yes. So it depends on how people use it. Because anything that's good, you can abuse it if you use it wrong.
Let me
use it too much.
Let me say this.
And then we're going to go to the commercial break. We're going to get Kale the last word. Go ahead, Ken.
I believe marijuana was in heaven on the tree of life and death. It is natural. Mm-hmm. It's a natural plant, and it dates back to the Indians. What do you think they were smoking in them pipes that gave them that peace? What do you think that they were actually a part of?
We just want Kim get the last word. Go ahead, Kim. Finish your comment.
I mean, that's all I want to say. That's all I want to say. I believe in to each his own, and I smoked marijuana for the majority of my life, and then I quit. It was medical reasons that made me quit, but it was times I smoked marijuana and I didn't feel different at all. Then other times, yeah, I was high as Cuda Brown. You know what I mean? So I can understand both points, and I feel where everybody's coming up, and I respect all opinions on this situation, and yeah. On you, T.
Hey, bro, I feel what you're saying about the Indians, what they had, because they did have something, but it wasn't what we got out here now. We smoking all this wonderful crazy stuff.
I got a fucking earth.
It ain't just the stuff coming straight out the earth. It's everything that's coming underwater and all that. That ain't what the Indians were smoking. They weren't smoking the underwater stuff. I'm gonna tell you.
On that note, y'all, we done went a little bit far, but we went a little bit off the subject too. But on that note, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna come right back. The number here is 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Take the bass line out. Uh huh. Let it bump. From standing on the corners bopping to driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen, for dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard, from the dope spot with the smoke block singing the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell, but since when y'all niggas know me to fail? Fuck nah, we all my niggas with the rubber grit or shots. And if you with me, mama, rub on your tits and whatnot.
And whatnot. All right, come on, ladies. NBA, I'm sorry. I'm a music fiend, y'all. I'm a music fiend, and the arrangement, the rhythm, the time, I can hear a song and it'll put me back in 81, 82, or like that song put me back in 91, 92, you know? It's just, yeah. Go ahead, D. I'm sorry. It's a hard knock life.
No, it's on It's on you. I'm just going to read off a couple of the comments that were made online. Betty Anderson said, I used to drink, smoke cigarettes, and cuss. Now I just cuss. Joel Strait said, yeah, I was calling out on that one. I was calling out.
I like that one, mama.
Exactly.
It's National Joke Day. I like that, though. That was a good one.
Joel Strait said, Tell Tane, what? The underwater stuff, okay. Eric said, I hear just want a little 70s backyard mellow. Can't hang with the hydro super weed now. He said he just wanted the backyard 70s, you know, the weed from back then. He can't hang with the hydro stuff right now.
Yeah.
Back when they called it a joint.
We used to call it bow. Like not the boat, but like bow.
Y'all call it reefer.
And you get him, and you get him in the brown envelope, nickel bags.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt.
Y'all just telling on y'allself. Listen, that y'all is over there just telling on y'allself.
It's legal.
Come on, Kel, with the NBA. What you got for NBA, Kel? You said Kevin Durant, and that's all it is. Kevin Durant and, Kyrie Irving.
Actually, Ben Simmons' era has officially ended. At, you know, with the 76ers, he signed a deal. Now, this is kind of crazy to me, you know. Ben Simmons signed this deal, but he's missing over $28 million, you know. And we're all aware of how things went with Simmons and the 76ers, and, you know, from the finger pointing to the name calling to just a blatant disrespect, you know. But you know, to only receive a portion of your money. Now, I know that the 76ers had a contract signed, and let's face it, Ben didn't live up to that contract. You know, he claimed all type of ailments that couldn't really be detected, but you had to respect it. You had to respect it. You know, there was no medical procedure to actually determine what's going on with him. So and they haven't released to the press or to people exactly how much money he settled for, because both parties agreed to the confidentiality agreement on the situation. But I just feel like, you know,
and he got his full salary from the net.
Right. And exactly. No, that was a great point. That was a great point, because he received the full salary from the Nets, another team that he signed and didn't play for, you know, maybe that led the 76ers to a standpoint of, well, he doesn't need our money. Darius, because I wanted to hear your opinion.
Yeah, so that when we used to talk about Ben Simmons and y'all wanted him to play when they was down in the series, that this is the reason he couldn't play. He was fighting for his money. If he was to hop on the court for the Nets, he wouldn't been able to recoup or be able to say mental illness about anything. He wasn't going to be able to get none of this money that he's getting back from Philly now if he was to walk on that court for the Nets.
That's
so
true.
For
but
him sitting out for the Nets, it was a business decision. It was money decision.
But he still left $28 million on the table.
Well,
yeah, you was
going to
do that. You
left on the table.
No, it was around $20 million. I don't know if it was 28. I know for a fact they said 20. But
they said 20.
Yeah. Yeah, it was 20. But I don't know how much he got out of that $20 million. But he knew this was gonna happen though. He knew he wasn't gonna get that whole $20 million back.
Yeah, I think Rich Paul already told him that.
Yeah, he just wanted out of Philly that bad. He knew he was gonna leave some money behind doing that. You gotta know.
Yeah. But he was clutch sports, so you know they told him they on the up. I guess they don't have no cut cards over there. They tell you how it is over there.
Yeah,
so they say
that's Philly for you.
Yeah,
tell you how T.I. is. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm just glad that the young man has moved on and is in a new endeavor. You know what I mean? So many times we see
situations like this linger and linger and linger, and no one's the winner. The player, the team, nobody. Nobody wins in situations like this. So part of me is happy that they settled, but the other part of me would really, truly like to know, what did you settle for, bruh? Because that would tell us a lot. That would tell us a whole lot, you know? You know, because on speculation. If he settled and the amount was great, that means that the 76ers are admitting they're wrong. And if he settled and the money was minute, then Ben Simmons is admitting his wrong. And to carry us
they might just want it to be over. You know what I mean? Like, he just give me something.
But
I don't care.
Not.
You know, like at this point, just give me something. I don't even care. Just let me go. You know?
Yeah, but by not disclosing the information, it's not over. It's not over because you still have a lot.
Why everybody see? They know the information, but every. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Kale.
Because as basketball fans, we've gone every step all the way, every report, every medical analysis, and everything to this, and now we get to the end, and you withhold information. The door is not closed. It's still open. That's all I'm saying. Y'all told us everything. That's just like me getting my family up, saying, come on, we're going to go on a road trip. And then when we get to a destination, let them see the inside of it and then turn around and come back home. That's a letdown. Go ahead, Ted.
Can I say this? I like Darren was saying, it's a money decision. It's like Tree said, you know, we just wanted to get it over. I equate it with like a bad relationship, man. You can have everything in the house. I'm just gone.
Mean?
You know what I'm saying? I'll start new. I'll get new this. I'll get a new TV bed. You can have anything. I'm out of here.
Right.
You know? And then as far as disclosure, we're fans. As far as people, it's so much media. Everybody want to know everything. That's their personal business. It's close to them, you know, and that's who it's all supposed to be really dealt with. See, we just so privileged to so much information and so much stuff is being leaked, you know, so we think we're supposed to know everything.
Yeah,
you know?
Got to come. You got to step into 2022, Ted. We knew We knew what Tiger Woods' settlement was with his wife. And that relationship is way more personal than a player in the team. But we knew exactly what their settlement was. We even knew what Kobe Bryant gave his wife when he was found wrong.
And see, that's why you feel so privileged. That's why you feel so privileged, because everything was leaked. But that don't mean that you can't have something that's private, you know, and that doesn't mean that it's wrong, because I haven't let you know about my business or the world know about all of my stuff.
But we know.
Yeah, but see, you talk
we know
about
everything.
The situation. Once you get into a certain tax bracket, once you're making a certain amount of money, you public knowledge. Nobody is making over, or anybody that's making over seven figures for that matter.
Come back to the phone, baby.
Their salary, if they're in a certain industry, their salary is not a secret. Their salary is not a secret.
But they network.
I understand what you're saying, but you're speaking from a point of view of somebody who doesn't make the money that they make, or somebody who hasn't had to deal with what they're dealing with. When you make a certain amount of money, right or wrong, you're public domain. Ain't no such thing as how much I make is my business. Because you're a commodity that's to be. How do I know how much you're worth if I don't know how much you make it?
But see, I understand what you're saying totally. I mean, that is disclosed to everybody, their network, you know, their salary, but it's other business transactions that is not disclosed to every people and to everybody. You know, you got to have some discretion on some things. I mean, the salary is made public and this and that, but you have some dealings that are not made public. That's my just
and
all
we
I'm
don't,
saying.
Hey, look, and we don't know about it. That's the stuff that we don't discuss. If it's not disclosed.
So you're saying once the situation of that person is that's making over $1 million or whatever they're making, once it's public knowledge, you mean it, then it's fair game. But if somebody do something behind closed doors and nobody never know about it, then it's never fair game, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Because, like I said, the key words you said were behind closed doors. I don't know what none of y'all do in y'all bedroom, and I don't care. It's behind closed doors. What y'all talk about on Kale's Corner, that's public domain. Because it's
right.
Empty. So that's the only point of view that I'm coming from. I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm not saying nobody right or wrong. It ain't my place to say. I'm just calling
right.
It like it is.
And Ted, I can agree with you. I can't agree with you. We are a spoiled society. We are a I-want-to-know-what-is-what society. Do you blame the child for being spoiled, or you blame the people that made the child spoiled? So we can't come on the people, because this is what the people have been given for years. We can't say, I mean, we can have our opinion, yes, because we're all entitled to our own opinion. But what I'm saying is, if you've been giving this when it comes to athletes, when it comes to big-time professionals and all that, if you have been telling all of their business, I mean, come on, y'all. We found out about the young lady that was with Kobe Bryant having different specimens in her underwear. Goodness gracious. Seriously? But that was part of the information. I just feel that, look how long this conversation has gone on and been fueled, because we don't know. Because we don't know exactly what was what. We don't know exactly what the young man took in. You know? So, you know, hey, you know, I just feel like they should have let us know, you know, what exactly he settled for. If for nothing, just a peace of mind. You know what I'm saying? To know, okay, the brother got this, and that's what he should have gotten. Thing is okay.
That's gonna help you sleep better, huh? That's gonna help you sleep better.
No, it's not.
Knowing about
his sleep, but what it is, no, it's not
good
going to help me sleep. What it's going to do is finish the damn story. That's what it's going to do. Because Kale's gonna sleep regardless. But I want the story finished. And it, as the media,
it's finished.
I understand the confidence. No, I'm pretty sure it's someone in the media today saying the same thing that we're all saying. I'm pretty sure it is. Because it's their job to find out what is and what went on with all. That's their job. So I'm pretty sure someone is saying, man, we kind of got cheated here. We kind of feel filthy. We heard this whole story. They let us with breadcrumbs all the way down, and then it's no prize at the end. We don't have anything at the end. The story just stopped. Look at all of us with the Sopranos, okay? This was the Sopranos all over again. Nothing at the end at all. This left us all hanging. Nah.
Never watched it.
You never watched Sopranos?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. You missed it. It was great. Second story.
Okay.
The Milwaukee Bucks player, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Says he does not mind playing with the Chicago Bulls if he had the opportunity. Why in the ham sandwich? Now we can hear that.
You got to finish your statement, though. You got to finish your statement.
The statement is, why in the ham sandwich is that important? Why must that be known?
They asked him the question. He said, yeah, I wouldn't mind playing. And he was doing an interview, and they asked him, would you come to Chicago? He said, I wouldn't mind playing in Chicago, but right now I am dedicated to Milwaukee. This is where I live. This is where I am. I am dedicated to them. See, you ain't finished the statement.
Oh, what? Because Chicago is your team, you want to go all in.
He wouldn't mind coming if, like, he was free agent or something like that. He wouldn't mind coming, but being as though he's not, and he's already signed his contract, why would he stick his foot in his mouth and say otherwise? What he's saying is, hey, ask me in about 6 more years. That's what he's talking about. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Chicago want him about 6 more years, for real.
I don't even.
Why even say anything? Why even break the heart of the Milwaukee fans that way? Why?
He didn't break their heart. He said, I'm dedicated to them.
Okay.
He didn't break
their
heart.
You can say that. He can say that. But the people of Milwaukee woke up the next day with him, with the thought on their mind, he really wants to play for the Bulls. He doesn't want to be here. Now, every rebound missed, every shot missed, every half-hearted effort put out, it's going to be, you see, he want to go with Chicago. I'm serious. These athletes
but they
are setting
up
them,
y'all.
I can't agree on this right here. Yeah, I can't agree on this right here. You got to understand Milwaukee, what they done did for this man. His brother is on the roster for one. They're trying to get his other brother. He's going to have, when he's done, he's going to have statues out there. He's not leaving Milwaukee. That's just a question he answered. That's it and that's all. That man's going to have, matter of fact, not just one statue. He's going to have three or four statues out there.
He was stressed that he was loyal to the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, he said, who wouldn't want to play for Chicago? You know what I'm saying? Great. Michael Jordan, all that. But then he was like, no, I'm good right here. I'm good. That's what he said. I'm good. I'm loyal to Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And I believe him.
Yeah, I love the world y'all live in, man.
That's it, too.
I love the world y'all live in. You know, I really do, yeah. It must be good to wake up with hummingbirds outside your window every day. And you know what I mean?
Thanks. Yeah, I do have some.
You know. All of that must be good.
Wake me up
all
every morning.
In a situation like that, we usually will see the result later on. Once it actually shows itself, we usually see that result. And I, for one, am hoping that we don't. I, for one, am hoping that everything goes smooth with him in Milwaukee. There's no hiccups or anything. But we all know fans. We all know how fans are. And they always look for a reason to blame something on something. And all I'm saying is don't give them a reason. Don't give them a reason to blame it. The man could actually seriously be hurt and not feeling good
and they'll say, "Oh, he not playing for us because he want to play for Chicago." This man is hurt for real. This man is hurt for real, man. And y'all just gonna say, you know, "Oh, it's that interview he gave back in the off season." That is what he said. Is what he said. He really want to play for Chicago. Come on, man. Come on, bro.
It's so far right now. I don't even think they gonna remember that. He played gonna remember he said this.
Okay.
Stephen A. Smith just now coming back, so he not gonna remember it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So Stephen A. not gonna remember it. So he just now coming back from his little injury. So he be back this week. So that's why ain't nobody really been hearing from him.
They will remember the championship he brought to the city, though. Every single one of them will remember that.
Yes. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. And a year after that championship, he talked about wanting to play for someone else. Yeah.
Wow.
They're going to remember all of that, bro.
That's
serious.
A ring into that.
Hey, no, that's I've seen that movie before. I've seen that movie.
It's been two years, though.
They burnt LeBron's jersey and then went out and bought new ones when he came back. Playing.
Hey, that's
playing.
They made money. They made money.
They used the it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is fans are fickle people. And they look for things like this to fuel their anger, to make them feel okay about what they're doing. Y'all, we all know fans, y'all. Stop. We all know how fans go because we're all fans. 57, come over here. Come on here one day and say he's firing everybody. I come on here one day and say the heck with Washington. I'm sick of it. I want this person gone, that person gone, the next, this coach, this water boy, the towel boy. I want them gone. I ain't like the way
not
the man gave out water and handed out towels.
That's why you
can I say
you
this?
Know what?
Can I say this, though? A lot of them, I know what you're saying, but a lot of them is not Giannis. They will not be saying that about Giannis. I will promise you this. They will not be saying that about Giannis.
Okay.
And on that note, we want to take
a point on it.
Go right ahead.
Go ahead.
5 seconds.
My team is wrong. Y'all ain't, okay. I understand about, you know, you're saying he might not go, but I think he might. He done gave Milwaukee a championship. What more do we have to get him? Yeah, they've been loyal to this net, but they're still a small market. And I'm thinking, who wouldn't want to play in Michael Jordan's legacy? Maybe I can bring a championship to Chicago. It's a bigger market, this and that. So I done did my duty for Milwaukee. I'm just saying, we never know, you know. And it's right. It's really up the road. He can still keep his house in Milwaukee. So, you know.
Yeah, that's a true fact.
Michael Jordan got a statue in front of the stadium, but then he had also went to the Wizards. He ended his career with the Wizards.
On the tail end.
He had retired. Okay. Yeah. And on that note, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, you guys, I am going to let you guys know who won Lady T's picks. And then we're going to discuss some NFL, the games that happened yesterday in the NFL. We'll be right back. The number here is
5-6-3-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9- levitate, then off your fucking head. This that puts a kiss to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirts.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Tree. 563
999-3782, y'all. I was just so ready to hear that, Kendrick. Go ahead, ladies.
He was excited.
Yeah.
No, he was excited,
yeah.
Y'all. So look, I've been in his house, right? And I was telling Tang, I said, hey, it's a tie between some people that's in here. So, okay, so guys, let's go. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people that entered the contest, including online. So I'm going to tell y'all the least ones who least, right, so it's growing. So the least into the winner, you guys, the least first, and then we blow out with the winner. The six picks, this person has 6 picks, which is great. 007, okay? 007 had 6 picks. The next person, next 3 people had 7 picks. The next 3 people had 7 picks, and that is Kirby, Big Boy, and 57. The next person had 8. The next 3 people had 8 picks. You guys, 8 picks. We have Debo, Kale, and Betty Anderson online.
All right.
All right. We have the next picks that we have are 10 picks. These 2 players had 10 picks, you guys, and if you didn't hear your name, you're still in the winnings. All right. And that will be Lady T. I'll pop my collar. I got my Fred Warner jersey on, y'all, because it's football season. Got my Fred Warner jersey on today. And Tang. Oh, my goodness. And Tang. So that was a tie between myself and my husband. And I'm going to get out of the jump rope. He is the winner, you guys. He is the winner. His pick is 27-13. I picked 31-30, and I picked the Vikings, so I was already out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So Tang won this first preseason game, y'all. Tang has won the first preseason game.
Who came in third, Darius?
Right. Who came in third? You 57, you came in third.
I didn't even play, Uncle.
Darius didn't play.
Oh, you didn't play, D?
You know, all the thing is they play for me. I don't play these games. All of them play for me.
I hear you.
Yeah, that's just something you like to say, man.
We're going to move right along. And I'm going to tell y'all that when I was watching my 49ers play yesterday, Saturday, we looked good. I was excited.
Okay.
I could stop watching.
Who looked good?
Trey Lance. All my quarterbacks look good. Trey Lance looked good. He only threw 80%. He only threw 80%. Because they was dropping balls on him too, and he was, you know, off on a couple of them. He was off on a couple of them. But Debo looked amazing. I mean, he didn't even play long. He just played, you know, 1 or 2 little picks. But he looked really good. I just wanted to see him run up and down the court, up and down the floor. The field.
Yeah.
My team looked amazing. My team looked really, really
like,
good. I guess.
You are sounding like a girl right now.
We had our Tree. No, I wasn't saying it like that. I wasn't looking at him like he's running up and down. Ooh, I'm looking at him like that. No, I was saying he looked amazing the way he was running up and down, like, you know, the ins and outs
the way you didn't say the field, you sounded like a girl just there.
But I was
getting
my sports.
You was psyched on Debo. You was Debo psyched. You was Debo psyched. Go ahead, Carson.
I was really looking for Fred Warner. I was looking for Fred Warner to do something. Ayuk. You know, them the ones I was really looking at because, you know, they had a little scuffle in practice. They had some little scuffle. So I wanted to see how they was reaction was in the game. So that's what I was really looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, can we hear from the...
I mean, your commander.
No. I want to hear from the other winner and with his team.
Oh.
I want to hear from the other winner. Well, the winner,
actually. Come on, Kane. I was going to say he's the only winner because we, you know,
yeah,
he won.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Ooh.
Hey, man, I've been sitting in this spot since last season, man. I don't think I'm going to go nowhere.
Oh, boy.
Right on top,
boy.
Number one. Y'all remember,
oh, yeah.
Hey, look, I know it's preseason, but I told y'all I'm going to start the preseason off the same way I'm going to start the season off.
What about the team?
Well, the reason now since you when I went against them and you was like, man, what the world is going on? I knew we wasn't playing no stops at all. I knew it was just gonna be the rookies and the second year, whatever was there last year that didn't really do no play time. They was out there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like all the penalties that we got, you know what I'm saying? But it's the beginning of the preseason. As long as in the last preseason game we don't go through all the penalties, I'm going to be fine with them. I just got to wait to see the starters.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. Didn't you guys have referees in your practice? I mean, what – Is it a lack of discipline penalties
I think it was the first time the rookies been out there, they had a lot of jitters. And then again, I can also go with a lack of practice because the referees at your practice, you really ain't gonna see no calls until you really get in the game. At first, I was thinking that it was good because I said the same thing with all the penalties we got. I was like, damn, we had referees there, so they should have had all that under control. But we see that they didn't. So I guess the referees
it could have been for the first string,
but if the referees at the camp, they should be working with everybody, not just the first string.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is their string didn't even get in, I don't think, when the referee,
No.
I don't think they got in.
But they should have. I feel what you're saying. But I'm saying that they should have. If the referees was there and if they only worked with the first string, then there wasn't no reason to have the referees there. Well, it was a reason. We still led the lead last year, so it was a reason to have them there for the first string. But if they was there, they should have been there for everybody.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can get with you on that because I, you know, when I only watched a portion of your game, it was going too late. I ain't even gonna lie to you, it was going too late, and I was saying that I was like, so the referees must not have worked with the rookies because I still see false starts and holdings and silly little, you know, silly little penalties.
But some of them penalties was stupid. What you want him to do? He ain't holding. He ain't doing nothing. Like a couple of, even in y'all game, when I was watching it, I was like, these referees, like, they got to get it together. Like, they really got to get it together because they're going to call somebody the game, you know what I mean? And it could be an important game for them when they don't get these penalties and calls right. When you don't do that and get it right, like the man jumped off sides and he clearly jumping off sides and we see him, everybody talking about it. And then they throw the flag and then they go over there and then they pick it up and say, oh, it's no foul. We what? What game are you looking at?
Breaking news. Washington has released safety Troy Agbe. Yes. Kirby, come on in here, Kirby. What's happening, bro?
Kirby been online too, y'all.
Hey,
Kirby.
Kirby, I wanted to talk about the ringworm some more.
No, please, no.
No more ringworms, man.
Okay. Well, I just want to say I was glad that Denver Broncos whooped them Cowboys. And
I hit Uncle Curb.
And I was talking to Rick Doc Walker, and he sends a shout out to Kel's Corner and the family. Okay, and he was upset because they didn't scrimmage against any other teams that are wearing different colored jerseys and stuff. And he said to let us not get them ready for football. You know, it's just you don't have the same kind of practices when you're practicing against your friends and your members of the same team as you do with some other team you don't really like, you know. It doesn't get you through that. It's the same thing as going through boot camp and you're crawling through the mud in the concertina wire and they're not shooting any bullets. You know, they have to shoot them bullets to get you ready, you know, to get you ready for the live fire. And football is a live fire. I mean, you know, you don't want to wait till you've been pushed around two quarters before you wake up and say the hell with this and start fighting back and start getting mad right. And start blocking right and, you know, getting serious about it, you know. So that was his main. I mean, he was happy about them coming back and almost winning the game and everything, but he was happy with our third string quarterback. He got some wheels, and it really didn't blame Heineke much for his interception since he got hit just as he threw the ball, but he was real upset about Gibson's fumble. He says, if you can't take care of the football, you ain't carrying the ball on my team, you know, kind of thing, you know. But of course, he played back when you had two-a-day practices and stuff instead of this walk-through shit, you know. And so they're not ready. They're not ready. Nobody's actually ready that I saw, except maybe the 49ers or the Bills, you know. Even the Bills lost, didn't they?
No, they won.
Yeah, they won.
Okay. Okay. But you got to have hard practices, and you got to scrimmage against other teams and do some situational football, you know, control scrimmages and stuff where both teams get to practice, you know, some things they want to work on. But I mean, that, you know, it's over and done now. I mean, now we just got to get ready for the season with two more of these exhibition games, you know.
And you know what, Kirby? I'm glad that you brought that up. Is anybody else feeling that three preseason games is just not enough? It's not enough. I mean, as a coach, and I know the coach are with these players every day. I know the coach sees them go through their workouts on a daily basis. I know they do, but it just seems as if you're rushing through because you only have three games, and you still want to get reps for your starters or, you know, the players who are actually going to be a part of your 53. And it to me, three games make that a serious juggling act. It really puts more pressure
on the coaches than necessary to me. You know, I feel like they need to go back to four games, man. I feel like they need to go back to four previous games.
Go ahead. Even if they go to four, right? Even if they go to four. We done seen that for the last decade. That really still ain't enough. Just like Uncle Kirby just said, until they go back to practicing two times a day, have some live fire going on out there, and stop having this BS walkthrough, we're not going to never see it because we never saw it in the last decade because we don't see it until like the fifth week of the season because they not hitting each other. Just Kirby hit it all over the nose just now.
The more practice,
if we get how many preseason games we gonna need? Because we had four and that didn't work.
Yeah,
right.
But
I was gonna
the
say
more
that.
We used to have five.
The more
we used to have five.
The more live fire. The more live fire in practice during practice. I feel like okay. You're losing a talent or you're losing a big-name player who draws fans in practice.
We're never going to get
there's
nothing.
Always that chance.
We never worried about that in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Why are we worrying about that now?
The
money is different, and if the top players are not playing, the owner not going to make that much money. So that's what I'm saying. They didn't worry about that. The money made it different.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is this. If you don't practice hard, then you're not in football shape. You can be in shape, but not in football shape. But if you're not used to hard practices and putting it all out there and you just halfway doing it, you're going to get hurt a lot sooner than if you had practiced really hard. And you will play harder against other teams.
When you do that, go ahead, Tang.
Let me just say this. When you talking about the Uncle Kirby, I heard Brian Mitchell say this on 980 a long time ago when he was on that talk. He said them guys getting them Achilles heel injury, that's because they don't put in the work that they supposed to. He said that's an old man injury. He said that injury supposed to come at the end of your career. That means you're not putting the work in, man, point blank.
That's right.
Yep. But like Kirby, I agree like Kirby said, you're not conditioned. If you're not practicing hard, it's because it's different between playing football, your football game situation and practice situation. So if you're not practicing hard and expecting that hard, and that's what I said. I was saying what Kirby was saying. I was understanding his point at the last point he was making that it's a difference, you know. Then not practicing full, and when you get out in the game, it's full. You get at a different speed, and everything is different. But you hadn't conditioned yourself from that. You know, you've been having light practice, walkthroughs, and whatever. Then when the game hit, when the stuff hit the fan, you ain't ready. You know, and yeah, they're supposed to do things on
right
all season on their own.
They're supposed to
do things on their own you know, and build their body up. As far as that, stay healthy, stay in condition and in shape. But as far as they can't do the same thing as getting the reps doing the game situations or all that, what have you. You know, so all that goes hand in hand. You got to work off season on your own and then have hard practices. So when you condition, so when the game comes, ain't nothing different, ain't nothing changed. The speed is the same.
Got you. Let me say
When Tang said,
the money changed everything. That is the key. That is the absolute key. It ain't got nothing to do about nothing. When the money started, the money is leading everybody to the water. Now, whether you want to drink it or not, that's up to you. But the key is the money. The money is changing the game. because now they're giving you so much money. They treating you like you they gonna put you in this little bubble and can't nobody touch you. Not even to practice. Not even to do nothing. They don't want you to do nothing because you're making so much money. They want you to be available on the floor. So if y'all scale the money back, son. And then you will see everybody be as hungry as they was when they first got into the league.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. When everybody first get into the league, they be hungry because they want that money. Now that you already got the money, they don't want to do nothing for the money. Period.
Well,
you can't put it on the players. You got to
put
it on the rules, stupid practice rules and stuff. You know, the players are willing to do it.
And you can't scale back the money. That's not the answer. Now, you can place incentives. You can place incentives in there. The last time money was scaled back was when they said there'll never be another Jamarcus Russell with these rookies coming in, getting all this money and have done nothing in the league. But to scale back the money, they're not going to do that.
That's the answer.
They're not going to do that. It's not.
I'm not saying they're going to do it, Kale. But what I'm saying is, if you scale it back a little bit, it'll make people think twice about the decisions that they're making in life, about working out, about trying to keep their body healthy, about
it's gonna make them boycott. It's
gonna
make them boycott.
Money is gonna be compounded.
They're
gonna boycott.
You
gonna? It's like paying somebody paycheck at a job.
Listen, they can boycott.
No.
People walked off the and came in and played. Listen, I don't care about y'all boycott y'all for millionaires. I don't care about that. I don't care.
Okay. All right.
Let's pay you $1,000, and I bet you somebody gonna win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Well, I think Trees got something else besides water in that water bottle there.
Right.
I'm going to say this. Make the contract more incentive. Lady, make the contract more incentive, lady. You want this amount of money? You play this amount of games. You want this amount of money? You don't get in no trouble in the off season. You don't ride motorcycles and all of that stuff that we deem dangerous. But anyway, 57. Tell me about Pittsburgh. What did you see, like or dislike, from your team, players, and coaches?
You got the last word. I like what I see in our rookie quarterback. I think probably by game six, he might be running the show. Our defense needs some work. Our defense still needs some work. But for the first time, I think I have a little faith in Mike Tomlin. For the first time in a long time, I have some faith in Mike Tomlin to get the job done. I'm looking forward to this season because I'm looking forward to seeing what we can really do. I think we're going to be better than people think that we are. And I'm just looking for the improvements. I'm not going to go out there bragging right now, but I'll wait.
Okay.
That's what's up. Well, I'm bragging.
Fine, nobody.
My little young running back, Brian Robinson, I love that dude. And I'm like, hey, look, your man Doc say, if he need a ride home after the game, he can get in my car. You know what I'm talking about? If he needs a ride home, call me Kale Uber, because I'm taking that Bama home. Not just him. Matthews, the D tackle, the rookie, you know, Jacob Panzovic, the defensive end rookie, you know, I saw a lot of guys
Robinson.
who stood He was the first one I seen.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, I saw a lot of guys that impressed me. Now, the only thing I'm going to say, our offensive coordinator, dude, you're staying asleep too long, man. Once again, Washington looks like they're not ready to play until the third or fourth quarter. Now, I love that quarterback, Matt Howell, because he came in and did his thing. But this is what I've been telling everyone since that game Saturday. He's playing against guys that's going to be working at Wendy's, Walmart, and even McDonald's come the start of the season. So we can't place too much on what we saw from him. Yes, it was good. It was great what we saw. But we can't put a whole lot of stock into it. We cannot put a whole lot of stock into it. And how is he going to fare when he's playing first string talent? You know? So those are questions that this team brought up in my mind. And again, that offensive coordinator, it's poop or get off the pot time, man. Because for too long we've seen, and I understand it's preseason, but I'm going to say this. When Heineke was in the game, it looked as if they were calling certain plays. When the young boy Howell came in, all of a sudden it looked like the playbook was open. And I'm like, hold on, yeah. Why is he receiving all these plays and Heineke is not? And even further, Wentz wasn't really receiving a whole lot as far as coaching help goes with making him look good. So, you know, I'm like 57. I'm going to temper my excitement, temper my expectations, and all that. It was good. It was darn good to see my colors on the field again. It feels like it's been forever since we've done that. So, you know, I'm grateful for that. But, again, you know, this coaching staff, I'm sick of you guys getting hitting them out first, and then you want to fight back. No, hit somebody in the mouth and make them fight back for a change. That's all I wanted to say. Go ahead, Tree.
Can I say something?
Nope. Go right ahead, D. You got the last word.
I think Eagles got all y'all numbers in that division. That's all I wanted to say. You got it, Mama.
Oh. Now you could have kept that.
Why'd you do that? Well, all righty then. On that note, you guys, let's give a warm thank you to Marcus Thomas again for the health tip of the week, you guys. If you guys need Marcus, GHB Fitness, Godhead Body, his number is 571-482-9037. And again, his name is Marcus Thomas. All right. Thanks again for that, Marcus. Tang, congratulations on your first preseason game. I'm going to say that fast. Boom. Done. Kill and Ms. T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kill's Corner. We would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kill and I, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Instagram and Facebook on Kill's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and follow us there and listen there. You guys, thank you. We love you. Kel has the last word.
Hey, if you love them, they should know it already. They should know it already. We'll see you guys Thursday at 5 o'clock. And get ready, Thursday, we're going to do another round of Lady T's You Pick 'em. All right? Everybody be safe. We want to talk to you,
yeah,
not about you, on Thursday. All right? All
that's right.
Flap, flap, bit ass. Remix. Give out some love. Remix. God dang it, don't get no better. Remix. Y'all suckers and busters being fly too. Yeah. You better get up.
Turn it around, let me see you something. Go with me, you're familiar, come and be something. I'm talking light, camera, action. And me
just singing out about an extension. Turn it around, let me see you turn. So we need a rhythm called game turn. Hey, oh, man, I'm talking lights, camera, action.
One, two, one, two, it's time for some action. Cameras flashing everywhere, main attraction. They react like I'm one of the Jacksons. I guess it's just my name that attracts them.
Remix,
world famous, PD. I moved in, I live on TV.
Remix.
And I stay on your radio station, cause I'm placed in heavy rotation.
Remix,
now let's shake to this. How much noise can you make to this? I like the sound of that. Tell the bartender, send another round of that.
Remix.
I don't know where they found you at. Just keep moving around like that. Take it to the ground and back. Oh, she's serious. Now turn around one time, I'm curious. Yeah, this is the remix. Come on now.
Turn it around, let me see something. Go with me, the rhythm's gonna be fine. I'm talking light, camera, action. Let me sing it out, fire that Jackson. Turn it around, let me see something. Go with me, the rhythm's gonna be fine.
I'm that nigga that comes through with the crew, hit the ball, start to roll, remix, yo, I bet when the world get a load of this head, they be like, oh, remix, yeah, the type of joint that make a nigga wanna take a chick back to the telly, kid, remix, go, big things, Mr. Chick, C. Diddy, and Missy Elliott, remix, yo, I got my bottle of Mo, my double shot of Jack, and I play the background, remix. Yo, until I see a something that I'm really wanting, and I go and lay my mat down, remix. The dance floor's back, we on the table and we bounce on the seat too. Now you understand what big mix and hot lyrics and beats do. Hey, yo.
If I ain't on the track of Mr. Cheeks and the M to the S-I-E, spin 16, 360 degrees, from Carolina, Mr. P to P, take your suit off, spin it one time for me, turn around, get your feet on, demons and the bees. Know those who got love for me. Hold those.
They be holding me. This is down, down. All the way down. To the
ground with me. Yeah. Get the bar, nigga, round on me. Get drunk, it's all loose.
I ain't about to take on me face.
Petey Bob on the star, Miss Jackson beat.
Damn.
Got the whole club in heat.
Damn.
Shorty, you a Mr. Jackson freak. Stick your tongue out.
Hey. Shorty, turn it around, let me see something. Go with me, for real, it's gonna be fun. I'm talking like Kevin Axton. Let me sing it out, fire it, that's been. Turn it around, let me see you, son. Go with me, the rhythm's gonna be fine.